It's time to beat Bernie.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters.
You think you can beat Bernie?
Good luck.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Art is today's contestant. Where is Art out of, Justin? Where is he? Where's Art?
Fort Montgomery is where he's at.
Now, where the Fort Montgomery? No kidding. Art, good morning. How are you, pal?
Good, Sid. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for listening to the show, and thank you for playing today's game. What do you do?
I'm actually retired. I worked for 20 years.
For who?
IRS, criminal investigation.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. So now you're retired, and you're enjoying life?
Pretty much, yeah.
All right, good. You ready to play today's game?
I hope so.
All right, Art. Here's number one. Jazz legend Duke Ellington could have told you that... Wait a second. Jazz legend Duke Ellington could have told you that which MTA transport passes through Harlem before terminating at 207th Street. It's not written correctly, but you know, you get the drift. What train stops at 207th?
A train?
Yeah, that's right. The Army's largest healthcare facility is a Washington, D.C.-based medical center named for what United States Army surgeon?
Would that be Walter Reed?
Yes. Very good. Two for two, Art. What is the government organization, abbreviated NTSB, that investigates every civil aviation crash in the United States?
NTSB?
Yeah.
National Transportation Safety Board?
Yes. Three for three. The first holiday, or I should say the first federal holiday of the calendar year, is January 1st, New Year's Day. The second federal holiday of the calendar year, also observed in January, is what?
Martin Luther King
Yes,
Day.
January 18th. Very good. Four for four. I'm doing it quickly, so there's no Googling here. In 2000, who was the United States senator who became the first Jewish candidate to appear on a major American political party presidential ticket where he was Al Gore's VP candidate?
From Connecticut, Joe Lieberman.
Yes, look at Art. Five for five. Excellent job, Art. Excellent job.
Thanks.
Well, we got to wait for Bernie now to see if he fares the same. He can't do any better. If he gets one wrong, Art, you've won a $100 gift card and a WABC Barry House coffee mug, all courtesy of Pete Morgan and Peerless Border. So congratulations. Put Art on hold.
Thank
five
you.
For five for Art today. And there was no Googling. He had no time.
I could tell. This was quick.
Very, very quick. You ready to go?
Yeah, I think so.
Jazz legend Duke Ellington could have told you which MTA transport passes through Harlem before terminating at 207th Street.
Wait, hold on a second.
See what you did there?
Let me Google that.
Yeah.
The A train.
That's right. The Army's largest healthcare facility is a Washington, D.C.-based medical center named for what United States Army surgeon? You've been there.
Yeah, I have with Senator McCain. His name was Walter Reed.
Yes. What is the government organization, abbreviated NTSB, that investigates every civil aviation crash in the United States?
The National Traffic Safety, National Transportation Safety Board.
That's correct.
I tried to be funny at first, and then I almost screwed myself up.
You don't want to screw it up. You got to get all five right just to tie. The first federal holiday of the calendar year is January 1. That's New Year's Day. The second federal holiday of the year is also observed in January. What is it?
MLK Day, baby.
January the 18th. Very good. And in your chance here, your effort to tie and go five for five in 2000. Who was the United States senator who became the first Jewish candidate to appear on a major American political party presidential ticket where he was Al Gore's VP candidate?
You know, I was there the night he accepted the nomination.
He loved you.
I actually spoke to him that very night.
Yes.
Senator Joseph Lieberman, my
good
friend.
Hey now, five for five. That's a heck of a game. Art went five for five. Bernie McGurk went five for five. No winner today. Art, say hello to Bernie, my friend, after a game well played.
What's up, Art?
Hey, Bernie, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
Good.
Hey,
good,
listen, Fort Montgomery, are you actually in a fort with cannons, or where the hell is Fort Montgomery?
the gates of West Point.
Really?
Right outside the gate there.
Oh, what a beautiful area. Gorgeous, gorgeous place. So you're on the West Point side of the Hudson River?
Yes, on the West Bank,
So the whole story about Benedict Arnold and, what's his name, Andre, Major Andre getting executed during that whole thing? You're familiar with all that stuff, right?
This neighborhood. Yeah,
they actually put a did the Washington's Army put a chain across the Hudson River to stop boats from going up and down right there, right at that spot.
Yeah, the Great Iron Chain. We had that's where it was part of Fort Montgomery. He was here guarding the chain.
Amazing.
To protect it, yeah.
Yeah, stop the ships from going up. That's very historical. So what do you do up there, Art? Anything? Oh, retired law enforcement. Thank you for your service. And congratulations for being out of it.
Yeah. Good time to retire.
Excellent time. Well, listen, Art, you were a great contestant, but a terrible conversationalist. It was nice to talk with
you. There you have it.
Thank you, Art. Really, seriously, thank you for your service, and thanks for listening and playing. I appreciate it. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
All right, I'll take it. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. We will close out the show, I should say, like we do it every day. Your chance to talk to Bernie and Sid is next.
Beat Bernie, sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters on 77 WABC.